The first round of the trial of leading public affairs member and former transport minister Vít Bárta comes to a close on Friday. Over the course of the week, no less than six past and present government ministers have taken the stand to give testimony in the biggest corruption case in recent memory, which will be adjourned on Friday while the court goes over the evidence. Christian Falvey has been following the trial and joins me now in the studio. So, Christian, can you give us a rundown of the week's events?
The week began with testimony from the main actors in the affair. Public affairs member Cristina Cocchi repeated her allegation that she was given €500,000 by Vít Bárta in an envelope in an upscale restaurant last March, and that she was told to be more loyal and not to work against him. She said that their personal relations at that time were highly strained, and that her loyalty to the party had suffered from Mr. Bárta's undemocratic practices. Importantly, she also testified that all of the in-party referendums that the so-called Direct Democracy Party had held had been rigged. Other party members have testified that she later admitted to them that she had received money as a loan, but would be able to present it in the media as a bribe. Then Jaroslav Škarka, who was also being tried for taking a bribe from Mr. Bárta, repeated that he had long received extra money from him for loyalty, and later received 170,000 crowns, which the prosecutor accuses him of reporting only out of fear of the media. Mr. Škarka claimed in court to have a recording of the visit with Mr. Bárta during which he was given the money, but said that the part of the recording when the actual handover took place was badly damaged because of anti-recording jammers in Mr. Bárta's office. Surprisingly, this revelation brought out a real surge of emotion from Mr. Bárta, who said he felt betrayed. Just about all of the high-profile members of public affairs have come to Mr. Bárta's defense. Key members denied ever having given Mr. Škarka money, while others testified that Škarka was frequently in need of money and often borrowed from others. The party's chairman, Radek Jón, who was forced out of his position as interior minister, repeated this and painted Vít Bárta as someone generous enough to loan money to anyone, saying that €500,000 for him was like 500 crowns for a normal person. Many of the ranking public affairs members also testified that Cristina Cocchi was acting in concert with leading figures in the Civic Democratic Party in order to split the party.
It's certainly been a week of mudslinging in the courtroom, and we've seen a lot of dirty linen, party dirty linen, being washed in public. President Klaus described the trial as an absurd reality show that was destructive to the political system in the Czech Republic, and we've heard a similar statement from the Prime Minister. They're obviously worried that this will influence how the public perceives Czech politics as such. What can you say about that?
That was the president's take on it, and the Prime Minister, Petr Nečas, was inclined towards the same position when he commented on the trial this week, saying that looking into the bowels of a political party is never a pretty sight and can do nothing good for the political situation. While there hasn't been a lot of previously unheard information in the court, the whole affair has focused a great many shady political practices onto one stage. The unbridled use of secret recording of meetings, for example, has been stunning. After hearing the secret recording of Cristina Cocchi seemingly admitting to participation in a coup and Mr. Škarka's unveiling of a new recording, at least two more secret recordings were admitted on Friday, and the courtroom actually burst out laughing when one of the witnesses backed up his testimony by saying that he had it all on tape. Also, a lot of the testimony has revolved around hearsay, actually leading the judge at one point to say that no one from public affairs actually remembers anything. But the judge himself was baffled by the president's complaint, saying that he didn't understand whether Mr. Klaus objected to the trial itself or to the fact that it was open to the media, and added that the witnesses and defendants had been discussing the case in the media for a year already, and therefore there was no point in closing the courtroom.
One important aspect here is the connection between the Public Affairs Party and the detective agency ABL, founded by Vít Bárta.
And ABL is not on trial, but it's come up several times over the last week, and Mr. Bárta has always denied any connection between ABL and public affairs, and that statement has been hard to maintain over the last week. A number of the witnesses have been detectives from the company who handled various tasks for Mr. Bárta or for the party, admitting following politicians at their behest, and on Friday Mr. Bárta himself seemed to imply that an acting detective of ABL worked closely with the party. And that may be one of two things that will probably be cemented in public opinion, regardless of the come of the trial, that the Junior Coalition Party is inexorably linked to the detective agency ABL, even by Mr. Barta's admission. The other fact is that Mr. Barta has an inherently flimsy defense whereby he admits to having given money but says they were loans and has no written evidence of them. Even if the court finds this to be the case, legally for public figures to give such large sums of money to other politicians in envelopes is at the very least a violation of money laundering legislation. That may only be a misdemeanor offense legally, but the public, which is fed up with corruption scandals already, is unlikely to see it that way. In any case, the trial will continue in April after the court has examined the new evidence, and a verdict may be reached at that time.
Thank you very much, Christian Falvey, there. And, of course, we shall be following the course of the trial closely and bringing you more information on it.